Governor Andrew Cuomo is touting recent legislation he says will boost upstate New York's economy. In a swing across the state yesterday, he stopped in Syracuse, and as WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, he cited a three-pronged approach that's part of a first-ever upstate agenda.
At Onondaga Community College, Governor Cuomo described the upstate economy as a balloon with a pinhole in it, slowly shrinking. His answer to patching that hole starts with a financial restructuring board that'll help struggling governments reorganize.
And talk about things that cities don't like to talk about. Maybe a city is not a viable economic unit. Maybe we have to put one city together with another city. Maybe we have to merge a city with a county.
Part two of the agenda, bring tourists upstate by way of resort gaming.
There are casinos in our state already. There are casinos around our state already. The only question really is, do we get those dollars and do we regulate them or not? This is going to be a referendum on the ballot this year.
And finally, Cuomo suggests that businesses taking advantage of Startup New York, which will make SUNY campuses entrepreneurial tax-free zones for up to 10 years, will keep many businesses in the state that are now fleeing.
If you can get the high tax problem away, you're going to win. Why? Because we have so many assets in upstate New York. It's just the high taxes are like trying to swim with an anchor around your neck.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.